six gallons of molasses. Some people call that a stand of molasses, or maybe about 50 pounds of lard, you know, in those big cans. Some people call that a stand of lard.
Maybe get out of my other shirt. No, I don't think I've ever heard that expression. Or
I don't guess it's in this part of the country, because I have people I've been talking to in this.
How many have you talked to around here?
Just one person around here, but I was over further east, you know, in Florida.
Where at?
Around Palatka.
Right.
And no one. It's this word I got in Tennessee, but not around here. Say if you were gonna pour water or something into a container with a real narrow mouth to keep it from spilling out, you might pour it through a
funnel.
Okay. And say if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you might hit them with a
whip.
Okay. And say if you bought some groceries at the store, the grocer might put them in a
bag or a box.
Okay. What would the bag be made out of?
Paper.
Did you ever hear it called anything else besides a bag?
I don't put a sack.
Poke or sack?
Sack.
Okay.
Is that all right?
And what if flour used to come in? Say if you bought 25 pounds.
Sack.
Okay. And what about potatoes? What would they be shipped in?
Well, sack or a bag.
You know that real rough cloth?
Burlap. Croaker is what you were trying to make me say. Croaker bag?
Okay.
That's what they used to call it a long time ago. Around they call it burlap. And I guess I might say a croaker bag once in a while, but mainly I just say burlap bag. If I ask one of the boys to go get me a bag, I'll say, get me a burlap bag. I might say croaker bag once in a while, but really that's not what.
That sounds more old-fashioned.
Yeah.
And say if you took corn to a mill to be ground, what might you call the amount of corn that you would take at one time? Would you have an expression to refer to the amount that you'd take?
No, I don't think so.
Did you ever hear talk about taking a turn of corn? Did you hear that expression?
Well, I don't think so. Well, I've carried corn to the mill to get it ground into meal and grits.
Say if you just
and the amount of corn, the way you paid for this was he would take so much corn for his work grinding. They call that toll.
But you never heard the expression of a turn, so if you just sort of filled up a sack with corn and didn't know exactly how much you had in there.
Well, we used to use the expression turn, go get a turn of wood.
What would that mean?
All you could carry.
Okay. And say if someone didn't have a full load of wood on his wagon, you'd say he had a
piece of a load.
Okay. Do you ever hear a jag of wood or a chance of wood? And say if the lamp on the porch wasn't burning, you might say you had to screw in a new
bulb.
Okay. And you carried the washout to hang it on the line. You carried out in a clothes
bag
or something else.
Basket.
Okay. And the thing that runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place.
What?
the things that runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place.
Around the barrel?
Yeah.
The hooks.
Okay. And something sort of like a barrel, only smaller, nails used to come in.
Okay.
And say if you opened a bottle and then wanted to shut it back up.